5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to part two of our conversation about elementals with Steph Mina Brady. And a lot of this is just conjecture. It's all opinion. So you're free to you know, share whatever you want. Do elementals ever die, or are they like an eternal thing that is there? Because the way it sounds like they have almost a society, if you will, set up, you know, one would almost assume that, you know, there's a circle to that life. Do they ever start and end, or are they just really a constant?
I believe they do. I honestly believe they do. I don't know how long, I believe it's longer than us they live. But yeah, I believe that they do die. There's a cycle of life there. They have families just like us. They have kids. There's grandparents. There's, you know, I've done some research on that, but I do believe they die. Without a doubt.
Let's continue on, and I want to go back to something you had mentioned earlier, and I'd like to learn more about it from your perspective. You had said that spirits, you feel, have about 3 days to go into the light, as one would call it. Where does that come from? Tell me how you understand that and where you came to that conclusion.
How I understand it is when you die, there's, you know, I've read a lot of near-death experiences. They go through a tunnel of sorts, and they come to this light. And from that light, they can see their friends and their relatives waiting for them. And it's their choice whether they go. Some people don't go also because they're afraid of judgment. They're afraid they're going to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
So they won't go through the light. But, yeah, the friends and relatives that they're waiting for them, their angels are there to guide them, I believe. There's an archangel called Azrael, and he's the archangel of death, and he's a good one, though. He's not like the Grim Reaper, but he's a good one. He aids the grieving, and he aids the deceased person's spirit and helps cross them over. So he's also waiting for them, I believe.
When someone passes, I mean, it's a nice thought of loved ones waiting there for you, but that's certainly not the case with everyone out there because of the hands that they're dealt and the life that they live. Not everyone has a family waiting for them on the other side. So what happens then if one dies and they go to the light and there's no friends or family waiting? Who's waiting? Is it just the angels?
Okay. Yeah, I believe the angels. You know, possibly Jesus. I don't know. It's like I said, it's all speculation
of course.
Right now for me.
Yeah.
But that's what I believe.
Yeah. No,
without a doubt.
And all of this is complete conjecture and opinion, but that's why I ask the questions. I'm not asking to tell me, here's what the facts are completely. It's just, let's hear your opinion. Let's hear what you believe based on.
Yeah, it's all in gray area, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's all based on everybody's experiences. The more we can all individually share our experiences, the more we can learn. So
exactly.
The idea of helping a spirit cross over, so essentially what I'm understanding is, they got the 3 days. They can go up to the gate. They can say, okay, I'm ready to go over. I feel good enough to do it. Or they can stop and say, I think I want to go back because I'm not too sure. So they go back.
Exactly.
Is that where you get an earthbound spirit?
Exactly. That's where you get the earthbound spirits. And they're basically, you know, there's time is so different where they're at. It's almost like there is no time. Mm-hmm. So they could be there for hundreds of years and not realize it. But yeah, they're just left to wander the earth, and that's it, where I get a lot of my calls, you know, and then that's where I do a lot. I do all my own cleanses. I develop them, make them up with herbs and essential oils and holy water.
Mm-hmm.
And I do the crossing over ceremony. I invite any spirit that's within my voice to come over. And I call in the angels, archangels. I call in Jesus, God, and Mary, and then ask them to open the portal of light for them. And then after a certain time, I ask them to close it. So I believe it's there. I just envision the light. I can see it.
Why is it that, because it seems just kind of, it's very fantastical of an idea that that it takes the living to open up a portal. One would almost assume that someone on the other side would have much more availability to do something on that side than we would from this side. So why is it, believe, that they need us at a certain point to intervene and help be that conduit for them to take those steps?
Yeah, I don't believe they can do it. I think once they make that choice, they're considered lower level entities, and they can't, they just can't create that light. I mean, I use what they call spirit box. George Brown makes them, and he's just awesome at it. But anyways, when I listen to it, you hear a lot of help me's, you know,
mm-hmm.
and come through, and I'll ask them, you know, do you want to cross over? And there's a lot of spirits will say yes. They're stuck there. They don't know how to get to the light. They don't know how to create it.
So what do they do once they realize after those 3 days have passed and they might have missed that window?
Right.
Is that where they're just kind of left to their own devices and they're this lower level entity that roams?
Pretty much. Some, you know, do evil. There's a lot of they're not demonic, but they're considered evil spirits. Like I say, if you die with the, if you're an evil person, you're going to be an evil person once you die too, unless you change it. So there's a lot of them with anger. They have a vendetta to get out to do. Some of them just want to get a message across before they go. I don't know. There's a lot of reasons that they're there. But yeah, they just wander around, basically.
Are there ever situations where they never find a person to help them cross over and they continue to wander? Is there ever a time where their energy depletes itself as a lower level entity and essentially they cease to exist in some way, shape, or form? Or is it an eternal thing where they're just going to keep going about forever, however long it is?
I believe it's an eternal thing. They're just left to wander forever unless someone comes up and helps them. It's sad, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, that it, you know, living that kind of a life, quite frankly. Yeah, try and convince them. You're kind of like a therapist and try and convince them that there's a more beautiful world waiting for them, that this isn't their world.
Yeah.
And all they have to do is cross over to the light. But yeah, they're left to their own, you know, whatever they want to do. I mean, I've got a client that, believe it or not, she's got sex ghosts there. And that's what they did. She invited them in.
Mm-hmm.
And first it was two. And by the time I got there, there was eight. And she asked me, quite honestly, I want to keep one and two, but I want to get rid of the other six. I said, you can't do that. You got to be ready to get rid of all of them. So she wasn't ready at that point to get rid of all of them. The last time I talked to her, because she brought them in, I believe she's got to get them out. I mean, I really had no luck in getting them out for her. At last call she had, she said she had about 40 of them there now. Just keep accumulating them.
Yeah. I mean, when someone says that they have that many spirits in their home and these sort of things going on and you're listening to their stories, how do you as an investigator go in and determine whether or not this person has some sort of haunting going on in their home or this person is severely mentally ill?
There's a lot of avenues. Number one, I have what is called, the tape of the spirit box. And then I have tape recorders. I judge it by EVPs. I judge it by video. If we can get some video, I've got an SLS camera, which shows the spirits as basically skeletal figures.
Mm-hmm.
I base it on that. I actually saw one of the, and I don't know if I should say this on radio, but I saw someone doing some, one of the spirits in the sex ghost place was doing something indecent on the SLS camera.
Wow.
And really, that to me kind of cemented it. She was kind of telling the truth. That with the EVPs that we got.
Yeah.
So there's a way to determine it. You know, mm-hmm. if we have EMF and EVPs and everything, then I know they're not. But if we get nothing, then you're kind of leaning towards, I have had clients where I'll have to say, look, you need to get a physical and you need to get an emotional workup before I can come back out.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, and that's really hard for me to say.
When you have cases that are, you know, basically they were living people at one point in time, but now they're on the other side and you want to help them cross over, that's one thing. But what do you do when you are in a situation where you're dealing with something? I know we just talked about the elementals, but let's talk about something that isn't an elemental. Let's talk about something that is maybe darker. And I know that it gets overused and everything on television jumps to demon very quick. But at times that is what some people are dealing with.
Exactly.
Do you have any experiences where you've dealt with someone's haunting that you've determined it's not an elemental? This is not the spirit of Aunt Betty or whoever you may assume it is. It's something dark and it means harm.
Yeah, there are a lot of cases that, especially now with the pandemic, that I'm coming in. I have a demonologist friend who I call and we do the case together.
Mm-hmm.
And the last case that we did was last week, and it was amazing. I mean, I could just, I'm sitting there and he's praying and he's thinking, and about a foot and a half away from me, there's the loudest growl you'd ever want to hear. And ironically, tape recorder didn't catch it.
But you had heard it plain as day, just audibly in the room. Wow.
Exactly. It was like a foot and a half away from me. So there was definitely something demonic in it. There were aliens, we believe. There was evil spirits. She had a lot. And they were bothering her horribly. You know, they were leaving. They were starting to bother her 5-year-old daughter by giving her nightmares. And when it gets to that point, it's like, no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't. When it gets, children for me are a priority.
Sure.
In the case of the child in it, they bump up to number one. So that's tonight's case.
How do you go about getting into a case like that and knowing that this is something you're capable of handling?
Yeah, well, I protect myself a lot. I wear protection medals, which I consider the St. Benedict's medal, which they use in exorcism. It's the most powerful medal you could ever use. You know, I have demonic cleanses that I have developed, and I use herbs that they don't like. I use oils they don't like. I use holy water. I have been successful with getting them out with those cleanses, but like I say now, for an extra buffer, I'll just call my friend the demonologist, and we'll go on it together.
Mm-hmm.
And he prays, I do my cleanse, and we get him out. And then I'll use energy work to get, well, for instance, last week I used energy work to get out the last of the, what we call the aliens. And she reported they were gone.
When you get something out, when it's something right. like that, are you just essentially ushering it on outside of that home, and then essentially they're going to go find somebody else because you're not killing them. You're not putting them in the containment unit at the Ghostbuster right. house. Are they essentially just being moved on or ushered out the door?
The spirits are. No doubt about it, the spirits are. The demonic, they're ushered down where they came from.
Okay,
I firmly believe.
So back to where they came from, but then can they also essentially kind of ping-pong themselves back either to that same place if they wanted to, or just to another home that may not know what is going on, and then that new family is starting from, you know, square one, trying to figure out what is going on.
Right. I guess that could happen. I couldn't tell you for sure. I think that probably could happen. And there's a lot of demonics going on right now.
Why do you think that is?
You know, I think the pandemic, I think, you know, I couldn't really tell you. There's portals being opened. People open portals without realizing it. And that's where the demonics come in from. There's a lot of people. The Ouija boards, that's a big one. Almost every demonic I've gone to, it's a Ouija board. And they sell them plain view in the toy aisle.
Sure.
And it's the most, it's dangerous, very dangerous. You open portals, you let things in, and even though you close the board, whatever you let in, it's still there. It's not going anywhere. And you have no idea whether they've closed the portal or not. I don't believe they have. I believe they closed off the quote-unquote game, but I believe the portal's still wide open.
So it's almost you open the door, but they're not going back to the exit. If you
exactly.
you shut it off.
Exactly. And it's all lower entities and demonics you're dealing with. They could say they're your Aunt Sue or Uncle Eric, but you know what? That's not. They lie. They would not come through a Ouija board.
Is it just right now that people have so much extra time on their hands with the pandemic, in your opinion, that they're, you know, people are going through their attics and their closets and this and that? Oh, hey, look,
yeah.
the Ouija board that Aunt Edna gave me. And then people are just kind of recklessly, you know, going through stuff. And this ends up
exactly.
opening up doorways that they didn't think they were opening.
Plus, there's all these shows on there, and I've seen a couple of the shows where they use, I would never do this, but they use the Ouija board as a tool. And people see this, and they want to imitate, mm-hmm. you know. they want to, I mean, it's just human nature.
Yeah.
They don't know how to protect those. They don't know how to get rid of it. And then they're stuck with this entity in there. They're getting scratched. They're getting growls. They're getting just tormented, you know, oppressed.
Sure.
And then the next step would be possession. I've had some clients that have been very close to possession. My client last week was. And that's a scary thing, because once they're possessed, you know, that's a horse of a different color. I mean, to get them out is, in my mindset, you'd need a priest to get a possessed spirit, demonic.
And I mean, to get a priest to do that, that's probably not the easiest task to, you can't just call up somebody that you Googled and say, hey, come on over, we got a possession here.
Yeah, not at all. Absolutely not. I mean, it takes the Catholic Church. They go, you go through grilling like you wouldn't believe, and it takes them about 2 years to get to you, from what I was told.
Yeah.
If you do it through their tracks.
And does a possession have to go through the Catholic Church to be effective, or can, because there's many that claim to be exorcists and things of that nature that have the ability, or right, they claim to have the ability to do it. Can one have those abilities outside of the, I guess, the rituals and the hierarchy of a church system?
Yeah.
Okay.
There is. I've got a good friend, Bill Bean. He's an exorcist, and he's fantastic.
Sure.
He does it over the phone. You know him, or? He does it over the phone and Skype. He has the ability to do it through the phone waves. His ability, he usually, before the pandemic, he would travel to the home, but he can't do that right yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, there are people out there that can do that, without a doubt, but it's hard to find a reliable one.
To be able to do that, does that require it to be almost just as some people have natural sensitive abilities without having to learn them, if you will? It's just kind of there. Does someone who is right, able to exorcise a demon out of a living human being, is that kind of one of those things that it's either in you or it's not? You have this ability because of just your DNA, your makeup? Or is that something that can be learned and over time you can develop that skill to help one if that's what one would choose to do and go down a path?
Myself, I believe you have to have that gift instilled in you.
Okay.
From the beginning. That's what I believe. And I don't know. I've seen it in Bill. He's awfully good.
Mm-hmm. I've had Bill on the show before, too. Yeah.
He's awesome.
And that's where there's so many questions about all these things. And it's so interesting to kind of learn the perspectives and understand, you know, where everyone comes from their experiences. That wraps up part two of our conversation about elementals with Steph Mina Brady. A big thank you to her for joining us on today's program. And thank you for supporting the show and keeping us on the air. We cannot do this without it. Until next time for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.